It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, if you're a regular listener to the podcast, you will know that over the last few weeks, we've been giving away very regularly our lovely Opinions Matter merchandise, our Opinions Matter travel mugs, and today is no exception. On the last episode of Opinions Matter, we asked a very, very simple question, and we asked you to message in the answer. A lot of you did, loads of you did, but there can be only one winner, and we're going to ring that winner right now.
Hello.
I'm looking for Aaron, please.
That is myself, Adrian. How are you?
Oh, good man. Obviously, you have our number saved in your phone.
I do indeed. I'm a listener for many, many years. How's things with you?
Oh, good. Not a bother, thanks. Aaron, you entered our Opinions Matter competition for one of our travel mugs. Isn't that right?
It is correct and true. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, now the question, the silly question we asked was, what was Jeremy going to do yesterday evening?
Yes, he was going to insist to go for a swim exactly when he wasn't able to, as typical Jeremy, typical.
Absolutely,
Jeremy.
That's exactly right. Well, Aaron, well done to you. You've just won yourself an exclusive and a very rare Opinions Matter travel mug.
Oh, deadly. Absolutely brilliant, Adrian. Thank you very much.
And whereabouts are you, Aaron?
I'm up in Drogheda here in my new house. I'm currently in a building site at the minute.
All right. Oh, very good. A brand new house.
It is. Well, it's going to be new shortly. It's built in the 1950s, but I'm very happy. I have to say, I'm in a building site, so the mug will be in great use now shortly.
Oh, fantastic. Well, congratulations on the new gaff, and hope everything goes well for you. And as part of your decoration, you will have an Opinions Matter travel mug on the shelf to watch, admire, and drink your coffee out of.
Right. Oh, I'm buzzing, Adrian. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for listening to the Opinions Matter podcast.
No problem. Have a very nice day. Thanks again.
And there you go. That was Aaron Gibson. He's in his new house in Drogheda, but he's from Balbriggan originally. So well done, Aaron. Thanks very much indeed for entering. And if you stay listening to this episode of Opinions Matter, we will have another question for you at the very end.
And can I just bring your attention to this as well, guys? As well as a exclusive coffee mug, the Opinions Matter travel mug actually doubles up as an ear listening device. Have you noticed that?
As a what?
If you put that travel, take the top off the travel mug.
Yeah, okay. I'll take the top. Yeah.
Put it up to the wall.
Put it up to the wall.
And you can literally hear what your neighbours are doing.
Let me see now. Hang on. Oh, I can hear him on the phone.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Isn't that mad?
That's amazing.
I tried it last night. The neighbours were having an argument and I got the coffee cup. By the way, that's not what they were designed for, but I got the coffee cup and I put it up to the wall and you can literally hear everything that your neighbours are doing. So there you go. If you do win an Opinions Matter travel coffee cup, you can use it as a listening device.
That's, as we said, not what it was designed for. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Please don't give out my full name, but you should cover this, says Jay. I work in the public sector in the health section. At the moment in my office, a colleague I've worked with for years is facing disciplinary action because he refuses to call a colleague who started here a month ago, they. She used they pronouns, and he said he's not giving in to her bullshit. You should highlight this because it's a disgrace. Like the Burke fella, that he's being treated this way. And he's not like Burke. He's not a God freak. He just won't give in to the bullshit. I'm doing it, but just for a quiet life. But calling someone they in a staff meeting is a joke. And that is from a guy called Jay. And Jay's colleague, his mate, has refused to address their colleague by they pronouns. So in a staff meeting, if they were talking about this individual, for example, we had a meeting and they told us this.
Well, it's only one person. It is very confusing. To be honest with you, lads, and this has nothing to do with woke or nothing to do with being left or anything like that, because I'm not on the left. But out of respect, you have to respect a person's pronouns, even if you do believe that it's bullshit. I mean, there's people messaging saying it's a mental disease and all that. If you do believe that someone using they pronouns, it is a mental health issue, sorry, should you not respect someone that has mental health issues then? If you believe, I don't believe, by the way, it's a mental health issue, but if you do believe it's a mental health issue, should you not respect someone that has mental health issues? All they're asking here, why do people make such a big deal out of nothing? All they're asking here, and companies, by the way, because we looked this up and we did a lot of research into it, companies nowadays have to be seen to be inclusive. And they have to be seen not to discriminate, okay? So if, no matter how much you hate it, yes, if somebody comes in, yes, if somebody comes in and they say, how you doing? My name is B, and I use the them, they pronouns, yeah? Mm-hmm. The company is obliged to ensure that every staff member uses the correct pronouns for that person. That's just the way it is. So either lump it or leave the job. That would be my point. No?
Lump it or leave the job?
Yeah.
Why should you have to leave the job?
Well, if you're not going to comply and not going to use the pronouns that person wants to use, then the company is going to be at fault.
So you think that people should just shut up and put up?
Yeah. I mean, Jess, there straight away. I don't have to respect people's delusion. Okay, Jess, I'll work with you here. Okay. I'll take the bait. Okay. Some people a few years ago, Jess, would have believed that your homosexuality is a delusion. Some people still do.
Mm-hmm.
Jess, as you know, she's gay. She regularly says on the show she's lesbian. For years, and in fairness, some people still believe that. For years, a lot of people felt that there's no such thing as a lesbian. It's just a woman who hasn't got a good ride out of a man. We've heard people saying that.
No, absolutely.
We?
Yep.
Just put it this way, Jess. If you started work in an office next week and you were in the canteen and you sat down and you said, "Hi, I'm Jess. And by the way, I'm gay. I have a girlfriend," or whatever the case may be. And a member of staff turned around and said, "You've got a mental illness. You are delusional. There's no such thing as lesbians. You just need a good ride from a man." You would be disgusted. So the point is, you're saying that someone who used they pronouns, they're delusioned. Some people think that you're delusioned because you fancy women.
Well, we would like to hear from you. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. That's 085-825-2626.
This is just common sense. Companies have to be seen to be inclusive. They have to be seen to do everything in their power not to discriminate against members of staff. And as much as you might think it's stupid referring to someone as they, yeah, if that's the pronouns they want to use, just put up with it. How much? Like this absolute clown of a person getting, and it's not even because of religion, by the way, this fella, because he's not religious, but ended up getting disciplinary action against him because he just won't use the word they, which you use in everyday language anyway, don't you?
Yeah, but not in that way. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was in with talking to my colleague earlier on, and they told me they were going to the shops, and they said this and they said that, but I'm only talking about one person. It is very confusing.
Sorry, just to clear this up, Darren, again, the penny doesn't drop very well with Darren. He's comparing Jess being a lesbian to this. No, Darren, what I said was, and again, maybe prick up your ears there, that there are many people who believe that homosexuality first is evil, yeah? There are many people who believe that homosexuality is, those people are sick in the head. And there are many people who believe that lesbians are delusional, that it's all in their head. So that's what I'm saying. If you can't keep up with the conversation, switch off.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you would like to get involved in this conversation. I want to kick off with a WhatsApp voice note that we got in just moments ago from Martin.
Afternoon, lads. Your man is dead right. I wouldn't give in to that bullshit either, because that's all it is at the end of the day. It's a load of bollocks. If you ask me, you're either male or female. None of this gender is a social construct. None of that fucking shite acting at all. You're male or female. That's it. Even if you're transitioning from male to female, you're only one or the other. You're not fucking this thing in between. Like, what a load of bollocks.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Danny, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hey, top form.
Good to talk to you. Now, Danny, what do you say to this? should this guy just get on with it and address the colleague and work by their preferred pronouns, or is he right to stand his ground?
He's absolutely 100% right to stand his ground.
And risk disciplinary action or risk losing his job?
Yeah, because it's ridiculous. Jobs should not be put in a small minority before everyone else. At the end of the day, it's not just what someone is representing themselves as. It's science. At the end of the day, you are either a man or a woman. There's no grey area. There is no in between. You either have, you know, a female anatomy or a male anatomy. You either make babies, deliver babies, or you create sperm. That's it. That is literally all that there is.
But I think you're confusing gender with sex, because the sex, yes, there is only male and female. So I assume this person who works in this company is female because he said mm-hmm. she. So I presume this person has female genitalia yeah. and was born a female.
Yeah.
But the gender and sex are two completely separate things. And by the way, that's not me saying that. You know, that's everybody knows that gender and sex are two separate. But this person just wants to use they, them pronouns. I assume, again, I don't know this person. I'm not well up yeah. on it. But I assume some days they feel a bit more feminine or some days they feel a bit more masculine.
No, that'd be yeah. somebody who's tough. Gender fluid.
Tough shit. Oh. Tough shit.
Oh, tough shit. No. So
simple as that. You're she, you're her, it's hers, that's it. There's no they, them. They were up here yesterday. They went out there last night. That's how you use they. Do you want to get the seat for them over there? Yeah, get the table for them. That's it. That's how you use they, them. We're not recreating our language for the small little group that just can't get over their delusion.
Okay, but what is the problem with, the guy who sent the message in the first place, Jay, he's not roaming behind it. He's saying, no. I'm doing it just for a quiet life, but calling someone they in a staff meeting is an absolute joke. So he is going along with it just for
it's
a quiet
unnatural.
Life. But you would have more respect for his colleague who's just said, no, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, because it's, do you know what you're doing? You're nearly rehearsing how you have an average conversation because you're afraid of fucking it up and getting it wrong. So realistically, just no, we're not doing that. I'm not doing that. I could get sacked over it. I don't care.
And you would be prepared to lose yeah. your job over it.
I'm there 6 years. I don't think I would lose my job. I know someone applied before, they wanted to use the female staff room. They were they, them, this, that, and the other. I don't give a flying hoot. No, you're a man. You'll go over to the left there where the males get changed. And your name is John. So we'll call you John. Thank you very much.
Okay. So say, for example, if you found yourself working with a colleague who's trans, who was maybe born mm-hmm. male, but is now female and mm-hmm. has a woman's name and everything else. Would you just refuse to call that person by that name?
No, if someone is absolutely legally changed and, you know, I'll be honest with you, it's not even like an opinion. At the end of the day, I probably wouldn't actually even bat an eyelid, change, like, notice the difference. I would just go, right, your name here is Mary, then that's your name, that's fine. I'm not trying to be horrible to people, but I'm not changing my vocabulary for anyone. And falling into this rehearsed whole thing just so I don't offend anyone. It's offending me, actually. You are a girl or a boy. You're a she, you're a he. That's it. So by being this in-between grey area, you're actually offending everyone else. And probably
But how is it... How is it offending anybody if somebody asks to be...
That's a bit, to be honest with you, that's a bit snowflakey to say I'm offended by a word. I mean, it's literally only a word.
Yeah, that you can get in trouble for because you're not following the new way that they've created. Do you know what I mean?
But hang on. Your full name is Danielle. And I know you like to go, but is it Danny or...
Well, look, I get called Dee, Danny, all the... Yeah, I don't care. People call me Daniela.
But if your preferred name, so the name that you wanted to be... In the same way, my name is Jeremy. Very few people call me Jeremy. Mm-hmm. My preferred name is Jer. Now, if I said I want to be known as Jer, would it not be polite to refer to me with the name that I want to be known as? Or would would you prefer to wind me up and go in the same way?
Well, as an example, okay, you say people call you Jerry. That's what you prefer to be called. I always call you Jeremy on this podcast. Always have.
Yeah. Because I don't get offended about it. But say some people may hate the name Danielle, okay? And you just want to be known as Danny because that's the name that you choose by. If someone in work kept calling you Danielle, even though you can't stand that, would you not get pissed off with them?
No, I wouldn't give a rat's because I tell you what, right? Like, we're not even talking about names here. We're calling them they. It's unnatural. I would go, I'd call them by their name. And if that wasn't good enough, I'd say, tough shit. I'll call you by your name, by what your legal documents are. That's it. I'm not going into that rabbit hole. Absolutely not. No.
But again, you said it was offensive. In what? I'm just curious why you can't go along with it and just use the word that they want to use.
Because it's a made up thing. Like they just came out with this like crap and we all have to jump for this little group. No, like how about they just stop getting upset and offended by this stupid thing and have their own little circle where they call each other what they want. If they want to put a skirt on, call each other Sandra.
By the way, you just said they. But, you just said they when talking about them.
Yeah. But I'm saying they as the group. I'm just saying it wasn't.
Yeah, but it wasn't that difficult for you to say the word they. So
no, because I was talking as a group. No, but so that came natural.
Mm.
But if I was looking at a one individual, I wouldn't call them they. That sounds wrong in my head, and it wouldn't come out. I would have to practice that.
Yeah, no,
and
it doesn't. I'm not doing that. No, it doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound natural. Simply because we've never done it. And I know people who've interviewed Sam Smith. I have DJ friends and they're bloody terrified when they're. But I think we have a couple of listeners who listen to this show who go by they pronouns, and they have said to us on the show before that they're not going to try and get someone sacked, but all they're looking for is a bit of effort to try and use it. So it's not as if you'd be walking on eggshells.
Mm. Well, I just think, you know, you go into work, it's already hard enough and you're dealing with people and you call them by their name. And if someone wants to be, it's like they're attention seeking, looking for this awkward roundabout. You are your name. And you are either a man or a woman. And it doesn't come natural. And even if you try, you'll do it that one occasion and you'll forget because it's not your natural flow. Do you know what I mean? And why do we all have to like change everything just for like this group? That
okay, but stay there for 1 second. So you would point blank refuse, just like
worker
in the health section. Okay,
yeah.
I think it's the wrong hill to be dying on. To be honest with you, that you would risk losing your job and stuff like that over. And people are saying, Darren, there again, it's bad grammar. Jesus, Darren, people use bad grammar all the time. I work with a person, I see in this, I see in that. That's bad grammar. If that's your big, what a fucking soul flake, God forgive me. If that's your biggest gripe about it, that it's bad grammar, there's not one person I know that doesn't use bad grammar. Would you agree?
Yeah, 100%.
Most of the people that ring this podcast, I'm not talking about you, by the way, Danny, use bad grammar. I seen it yesterday. I seen it.
I used it want to watch use ourselves.
Yeah, I done it yesterday. I done it. Jesus, nobody has perfect grammar.
Stay there for a second, Danny. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Dave? How you doing, Dan? How does that sound?
It's not that difficult thing to do.
I'm only asking you, how does that sound?
It was a silly use of...
By the way, there's no such word as yes, by the way, just in his back grammar.
Imagine having Katie Mack there beside you there, Adrian. Who's on line one? Who's on line two? What a load of bollocks. Honest to God.
Okay, Danny was saying she would be prepared to lose her job rather than refer to somebody by their preferred pronouns. You're taking a step further and you're saying you wouldn't even hire them.
Never would I fucking ever done hire these lunatics.
So somebody who might have applied to a job that you might have been advertising, if they told you that their preferred pronouns were they, them.
You just use they to describe them, by the way.
You wouldn't hire them.
If they told you.
Wouldn't be getting, you see, this is the thing. We're talking about a group of people, Adrian or Jeremy. Just want to correct you there. This group of people would not be getting in the front fucking door to this job. You know, the minute they get in and they're in the interview, I just want to be called they, them. Yeah, okay. Right, so, I'll just write that. Listen, we'll be in touch. Thanks pretty much. You see, what you said earlier on, Jeremy, there, and I was listening to what you said about Jess has a fucking name. So how dare you even call, you know, and even, you know, compare Jess to this situation as unfucking, but you know, it's unbelievable that you said this. Hold on.
Your lack of understanding of
it's not the lack of understanding. Is you see, you can't compare Jess to this.
What I said was, again, many times I have to say this. Did you get what the point I was making?
I don't think you should have brought Jess into the conversation.
Well, no, being honest
with you, you shouldn't have, because it threw her around there like there was no fucking swung the cat around the room.
Hang on, she's commenting that she's listened to the show. I didn't say anything offensive.
Jess always listens to the show. Yes. No doubt about it.
What I said was factually correct. There are people who don't believe that homosexuality exists. Yes?
Well, Jess has a name. Jess didn't ask us to call her a fucking JDM, did she?
Oh, my God.
Now, you see the rabbit hole we're going down now. But what I just want to say this to you, okay? So that's what I said, Jeremy. Yes, it is, and it's correct. And that will always be the case. They will never get the job, you know, or they, them, she, he, whatever the fuck they want to be called. Because here's the thing, as what Danielle said, there's a very, very small minority of people that actually think they're, you know, they're just, I don't know, do they think they're better than people, or do they think they're better than everybody? You see what happened with the books and the skills and the whole lot. Yeah, I don't want to get into it. Now, I will say this, Adrian and Jeremy. Look, I'm in employment a long time now. So if say, for example, somebody got in the door and I didn't, and I wouldn't, you know, ever agree to this, I'd be like the Bork family. I'd be taking it to the highest of courts, you know, if they tried to sack me, because I wouldn't give in to call them a day then. So the company would be in big shit. Actually, they'd probably go bust with the gangline finish with them, you know, if they wanted to sack me over this.
I don't think so. And I'll tell you why, John. There's lots of companies.
Come on. Tell me, please, boy.
There's lots of companies now. I wouldn't be going in for this at all, but there's lots of companies in Ireland that insist on staff members having their pronouns on emails. So I've got emails. I've got emails from people. So say I've got emails from someone called Julie O'Rourke, yeah? And in her email that she sends to me, it will say Julie O'Rourke, whatever the company name is, Coca-Cola, and preferred pronouns, she, they, or
whatever the case may be.
Me, you, whatever the pronouns are. So there
I'm not saying they're not. I'm not saying they're not out there. I'm not saying they're not out there. Or I will not. I will not. And I will refuse.
Well, then who are the snowflakes here? Then who are the snowflakes?
They are.
No, but you're...
These assholes think that they can just go and... you want to be called a JDM.
But you're getting angry and upset about a little word.
I wouldn't call it angry and upset. I'm just pissed off.
That's a bit snowflakey to get pissed off over a little word. It's only a little word.
I won't be doing little word. No, it's not really a little word. It's a bigger ask. No, Jeremy, hold on. I love this. Look, get out of the high tower again. Look, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it again. And get your shit together on this one. Seriously. I am not giving in. And here, even if say, for example,
you're triggered over a word.
If you hired somebody tomorrow, okay, and we're sitting in that seat beside you or Adrian the way or whatever, and your ass was called them a JDM, okay, I'd be like, no, that's me. I'm done with opinions. Matter. Look, I'd delete you. I'd never talk to you ever again. You know, and it's as simple as that.
John, you're a snowflake then. It's a little hurty word. It's a little hurty word.
No, it's not a little hurty word. It's an absolute fucking mental fucking... That's what Daniela says. You were born male and female. You were born with a name. You were born with a sex. You weren't born gay, Dan.
You're literally, as Jeremy said, you're literally getting triggered by a word.
Yeah.
You're letting it get...
It's not that. It's more respect than that now. So I'm going to put it to you this way, guys. It's respect. These people should have more respect for themselves to be, even asking people to be called JDM. They should have respect for themselves, which they obviously don't. Because, you know, if somebody called me anything other than my name, I wouldn't answer you. You know what I mean? Do you ever remember years ago? You're a horse. I wouldn't, you know, all this shit, like, you know what I mean? Oh, fucking, you know, well, I don't know whatever the fuck I want to use. But you remember that years ago? Horse. Are we horse? What the fuck? Who are you calling a horse? You know, again, this is what I'm saying. You know, you call me, you address me by my proper name.
That was in
Father Ted. You address me by my proper name, you little bollocks.
But this person, this company doesn't want to identify as a horse. They don't want to stay.
Well, they can identify what the fuck they like, but I won't be jumping on the bandwagon with this one, Adrian and Jeremy, and I certainly never will. You know, I won't be buying into it.
Okay, so the message that we got is about a guy who's...
I can't believe, by the way, the snowflakery. Is that a word? Can I use that word?
Snowflakery? Will you fuck off and listen to yourself?
No, you're literally...
You're winding me up now, seriously. You're doing it... You're fucking great at winding people up.
No, no, I'm not winding them up. You wouldn't get as
angry.
If I literally turned around and said I ran over your cat in my car, you wouldn't be as annoyed as you are over a word. We're literally,
you know what? Breaking bollocks. Okay, listen.
Talking about a four-letter word here, okay. Dave. It's just a four-letter word.
Can I ask you this? And I want to ask you an honest question to tell you.
Yeah.
Would you, as opinions matter, go hire a day dam?
Well, by the way, use isn't a word, so... that's not a word either.
Okay. Sorry, would opinions matter, employ a day dam? Okay, there we go.
Would we? Well, what is it, a day
dam? No, you fucking wouldn't. I know you wouldn't. That's exactly it. What a fucking day dam. There we go, we're getting to the end of the kettle. No. You know, would we have it?
If we had somebody who was qualified to do the job, would wish to use...
So say, Katie tomorrow. Say Katie or Amanda here. Say one of them decided, by the way, from here on in, I want to be known with the they, them pronouns. You'd have to do it.
You wouldn't have to do fuck all.
Well, then you'd be up.
Where in the law told you or told me or anybody else that we have to do this?
Well, it is.
Where's it written into law, Jeremy Dixon? Where is it?
Well, you'd end up in the workplace. Well,
would we fuck? Because we another court case. Like Enoch Burks, I'm about to tell you already. Now you're winding me up. Listen, there's no law to tell me who the fuck I can call DJM or DCD or whoever the fuck they want to be called. You know what I mean? Simple as that. You know, and it's never going to happen.
So supposing in your place of work, one of the staff members didn't like you and wanted to call you asshole. That's your name.
You can call me all the names under the fucking sun. That's it. I don't give a fuck what you call me. Well, here, I'm never going to give in to calling somebody, a person. This is a human being, by the way, we're talking about. And they want to be called a day them.
Again?
No respect for themselves. Respect?
As Jeremy is saying, it is literally a word you're getting triggered by.
And these are the same people.
It's not. It's bigger than this, Adrian. We wouldn't be having this conversation otherwise.
These are the same people that say all the time, oh, you bring it. It was great when it was the 80s. You could say anything. It's only words. Why are people getting offended by words? The very people, who want free speech, are the same people that are getting offended by a four-letter word. It's bizarre. You all actually don't realise how hypocritical you are. I'm not finished. You're literally seeping in hypocrisy and you don't even realise it.
Our number is 0858252626. Is there anybody, as you can hear so far, we're doing our best to balance this conversation.
I'm on the side of... reality here, okay? I'm just saying it's not a big ask. You're not being asked to go into work every day in a pair of women's knickers, okay? All you're literally being asked to do is to respect someone's pronouns. And all the snowflakes are going, nope, can't use the word they. I couldn't. Over my deathbed when I use the word they. Jesus.
Jer has been on
nobody
to us.
Nobody needs to be using pronouns. Like, it's like having a name that nobody can pronounce. You have to explain it for the rest of your life. So why don't you just go by whatever name you want to be called, either the name you're born with or whatever is your chosen name now, and just ask people to call you by your name. Like, it would be much easier and would make far more sense for everybody.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Grace, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Grace?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Grace. Now, Grace, if you were working and your colleague wished to use they, them pronouns, would you play along?
No, I wouldn't. Not because I don't respect the person. I think there's a difference between respecting people and respecting what somebody prefers from you. I think Jeremy is rage baiting people a little bit, because if you think that you should live in a world where people prefer something and you then need to kind of conform to that, there's something wrong, because everybody has different views. If everybody was the same, it'd be very boring.
Yeah, I agree with you. But Grace, in reality, all these people who are commenting on our social media now at the moment, there's no way, I over pain of death will I use the word they pronouns. The fact of the matter is, most of them actually would, in a work situation where a member of staff has joined the company and they want to go by they pronouns, they would. You would all row in behind it. And it's all very brave on the podcast.
You've heard the first two callers, absolutely. I would stand my ground.
No, it's all.
I sent you a picture. I don't know if you've seen the picture that I sent you from my son's fourth class maths book, where Liam is the person in the book.
Oh yeah, and Liam attempted to save their weekly pocket money.
Liam is a boy. Liam has always been a boy. That is a boy's name. I don't know any girl that is called Liam. I don't know anybody who...
I think that's
could
actually
confuse.
No, but I think that's actually correct grammar. I don't think they're trying to gender neutralize Liam. Liam attempted to. No, I don't. I'm not an English scholar.
Liam attempted to save his pocket money.
No, but I think there could be used in a singular in that. Now, again, Adrian didn't even do the leaving cert, so you sit this one out, Adrian.
No, I did. I did. But Liam, no, but I actually think Grace is right.
No, the, maybe she is.
But the correct terminology should be Liam attempted to save his weekly pocket money.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then if you read the other questions, it says, how much did Liam save after 5 weeks? It doesn't say how much did he say
exactly.
save. Which week did Liam not save? But it's the first question.
Anyway,
Liam attempted to save weekly pocket money.
Who saves pocket money anyway? What a loser he is.
No, but I'm just saying...
But it's in a school book,
It's being subtly put into society, which I think if you respect people, you respect them enough to not... misgender them, if that's the right.
No, but I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong in this case. I think that is correct grammar, as far as
no,
I know.
I disagree. I think it was very. I think it's been put in there deliberately to not put a gender on Liam, because in the other.
In fact,
we just got
a message from an English teacher, and the English teacher said it should be his.
Well, there's someone else saying that is proper grammar. So I don't know. Anyway, we can't spend the whole podcast arguing.
I would go off the English teacher anyway, personally. But I think that it shouldn't be forced on anybody, much like you have said over and over again that you're an atheist. I think if somebody came in and said to you, well, I'm a Catholic, and I think that, you know, I would prefer if you were a Catholic, you're not going to conform to that. You're an atheist. You don't want to be a Catholic. So why should somebody be forced into using they, them pronouns when it's not in, they don't believe it, or it's not in their language, it's not in their, whatever reason, nobody should be forced into using.
Okay, but just back to the school book, okay? And some people are saying that actually is proper grammar, others are saying it's not. But if it's been put in there deliberately, so what? What's the problem?
Why does it matter if children are referring to boys and girls as he and she? Why is it being pushed in another direction where he and she is not being used? He and she is very natural, because that is boy and girl. Why is it being pushed in another direction where boys and girls are being referred to as they, them, or their?
Okay, stay there for a second. So again, as with other callers, if you were in a workplace situation and a colleague wished to use they, them pronouns, would you point blank refuse to use them?
I would call that colleague by name, but I would also ask that colleague for mutual respect that I disagree with they, them pronouns, so you respect me and I respect you. I won't misgender you, but don't force me.
Okay, I'm just going to, as an example, because there is someone who I do business with that works for another company that I'm not connected with at all, but I regularly get emails from this company, and this particular member of staff uses they, them pronouns, and I have seen in an email... and it says in the email, say for instance, we were organising a Zoom meeting, for that person, so say it's Adrian, the email will say, they will be joining us for a Zoom meeting on Friday. They will be attending the Zoom meeting, and they're only talking about one person. Now, is that really going to ruin your day? I know when I get emails like that, they just go, oh, okay, Jesus. Like,
it wouldn't ruin my day, but I would be like in the back of my mind thinking, oh, for fuck's sake, you know, this is just so, like, it's all new. It's very, very new. I don't know, it just seems to be a trend. And it's a choice. It is a choice, and everybody has a choice.
But people don't believe
it.
Yeah, but people who have those pronouns don't believe it's a choice.
No, I disagree, actually. And going back to Jess, you can't choose who you fall in love with. That's not a choice. A choice is, I want to be known as they, them, or I want to identify as this, or I want to identify as that. That is a choice. That's not... a natural feeling.
But,
that is what you choose.
But years ago, and this was the point I was making at the start of this podcast, years ago, and these people still exist. In fact, if you look in America, some of the videos that you see in America, these religious freaks believe that people choose to be gay, that they literally choose to be gay, that they weren't born that way. There are people who actually believe that, as ridiculous as that sounds.
I get that there are people who believe that, and I hope that those people are a very small minority of people. But at the same time, if you are if you are who you are and you're proud of who you are, it doesn't matter what those people say. So it really shouldn't matter if somebody wants to be referred to as they, them. It really shouldn't matter if I don't want to conform or you don't want to conform. It shouldn't matter to them. You go, as long as you're not being disrespected as a person or being picked on or bullied for your sexuality, your gender.
But is it not being picked on or bullied if people in your workplace just point blank refuse to use your preferred pronouns? That's how you want to be identified. But they are preferred.
I would prefer to be paid more. My boss is not going to pay me more because it's just not going to happen. That's just my preference. It's not his preference to pay me more money.
Stay there for a second, Grace, if you can. Let me go to Louise. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Louise?
I'm not too bad, yourself.
Good, thanks, Louise.
Is your preferred name Louise? Is that okay to call you that?
It sure is.
Okay, we're good. We're safe. Safe.
What did you want to say on this, Louise?
I think people are kind of overcomplicating and maybe confusing the situation a little bit. Workplace rules aren't about your personal beliefs. So I don't know if you've ever had an employee manual. They, like most employers, require employees to follow conduct. So like conduct policies, even if you don't agree. So like you might wear a uniform you don't like a joke you might say at home you're not going to say in the office. Maybe if you don't like someone's name, or if you can't like maybe pronounce their name, you'll do your best to pronounce it. Someone's pronouns falls under that kind of personal communication conduct, and it's not about your personal preferences outside of the office.
So if it is a ruling or a regulation in work that if somebody wishes to identify with their preferred pronouns, they, them, that in your workplace you're required to do it, what do you think of the people who've so far said, I'd lose my job first?
I mean, they have to separate the personal and the professional, number one. You can't, there's lots of things we do outside of work that we might necessarily do or say in work anyway. But regardless, nobody's asking anybody to change their opinions. They're just asking for respect.
And Grace, that's what this really comes down to. And that's the point that Jeremy's been making. That's all this is. It's just about respect.
It is about respect, respecting the person. But you don't have to compromise on your beliefs or your morals to go and do something that you don't believe in. Nobody should have to do that.
But nobody's asking you
Jeremy
to
should not have to bow down at an altar.
But it's not asking to bow down at an altar. It's simply asking for respect. It's asking for a very simple change. And I know, as a lady pointed out earlier, it doesn't come naturally to the tongue because it's not something that we're used to. But it's something that the world is moving with. New words are added to the dictionary every day of the week. Things we've never heard of before. And we get used to all these terms.
Okay, but the argument has been, from a lot of people, is the word they, normally refers to a plural, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So a number of people.
How many words in the dictionary have multiple meanings?
Loads. Absolutely loads.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's the point, Grace, that this is just a word being used in a way that we're not used to.
Some people say sometimes I was in their house the other day talking about one person.
Yeah.
I was in their
house. Yeah.
Were you in Sally's house last weekend for food? Oh, yeah, I was in their house, yeah, for food. So it does happen.
Is this their jacket?
Yeah, is this their jacket? Yeah. They left their jacket behind. It's not as if the word they is never used in the singular. A lot of people just have a very bad grasp of the English language. They can barely string a sentence
and
together.
It's not forcing belief on anybody. It would be forcing belief if that person was asking you and say, okay, I'm going to say them for you.
So, well, let me put it to Grace. Grace, if I was over at a house party in your house last weekend with my wife, yeah?
Mm.
Yeah, and it was a great party and all that. And I rang you the next day. I said, geez, my wife's lovely Gucci coat. I can't find it anyway.
She left her jacket.
No, hang on. You wouldn't interrupt you. And I said, did they leave their jacket in your house?
But you wouldn't do that.
But you wouldn't.
You would say, did my wife leave her jacket in your house?
Well, maybe. No, you could just say their jacket. Where is their jacket?
You would not say that. That is bullshit.
I actually don't believe you would either.
Well, who knows? If I did, would you scream down the phone and say, your wife isn't they. She's not they. Well, you wouldn't. You just get it. It's a word, lad. It's literally a word. That's
and
all.
It's one thing to respect the person.
Yeah, did you?
Sorry, say that again, please, Louise.
It's a word and it comes down to respecting other human beings.
And when you hear a lot of people, and we have heard a lot of people saying, I just can't do it, I can't, I'm not going to do it, I'm prepared to lose my job. What do you think of those people? Are they complete and utter snowflakes?
I hate to use the word snowflake, but yeah, I mean, if somebody is that genuinely offended by somebody looking for respect, they obviously have issues deeper than what's on the surface, and they need to look inwards and figure out what's wrong.
Well, Grace, that's you she's talking about.
You can respect somebody by using their name. You do not have to use they, them, because they would prefer to put you in a position that you're uncomfortable in for you to use those pronouns. I can call you Jeremy. I can call you Adrian.
Why do you not have to use they, them.
Because some people don't believe in it, and that's the world that we live in. Not everybody
but
has
no
to conform.
But no one's asking you to use they, them.
But your man has been asked to use they, them in the job that he's getting sacked from.
No.
Potentially.
But he's not being asked to be referred to as a they, them. They're not saying, oh, everybody has to refer as they, them. That's discriminating. That's pushing your beliefs on somebody else. That's similar to if I'm a Catholic and you're a Protestant. And I said, well, you have to go to Catholic Mass because I do. No, you don't.
So
you can go to your Protestant Mass. But I'm not going to insult you about it.
So what was the point of your man's message? Does he not want to work with somebody who has they, them pronouns, or he doesn't want to be forced into using them?
He doesn't want to be forced into using them.
Okay, that's the point I'm making. He shouldn't be forced into using them.
How many times a day, I don't know about you guys, but certainly in my job, do we do things we don't want to do?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
Because it's
everything I do in work I don't want to do. Literally every single thing. Yeah.
Nobody walks into work every single day and is like, oh yeah, I can't wait to follow all these policies today. No, that's absolutely not how it works. You do these things in a professional environment because that's what's professional, that's what's expected of you, that's what's in your employee handbook, and that's what you get paid to do.
Do me a favour, Louise, stay with me for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626. By the way,
Louise, great caller, by the way.
Yeah.
You're not saying anything out of this world, but people are getting so triggered by it. All you're saying is that people should be treated with respect in the workplace. That's all you're saying. That's literally all you're saying.
Like, you are fully entitled to your beliefs. If you don't believe it, that's absolutely fine. I'm not going to change your mind. Someone who goes by day, then they're not going to change your mind. You can have those beliefs, but you don't need to hurt somebody else.
Yeah, and this whole thing, then people all bring up, what if I want to identify? Someone actually commented there a few minutes ago, what if I identify as Chernobyl? Now, there's nobody,
that's silly, nobody is
identifying as a nuclear power plant, like, and expecting you to go in and say, hello, Chernobyl. Now, if you want to change your name to Chernobyl, yeah, your first name, then people would have to call you by that name.
Eddie has been on to us with his opinion on this.
So the simple thing is here, why do their beliefs trump ours? They want to be known as something, but we don't believe in that. So why should their belief trump ours? Let's go one step further. What do you want to identify as a cat and they change their name to fucking Pussy Galore? Are you going to call them that? No, you're fucking not. You're just going to go cop the fuck on. The world's a fucked up place. Too many fucking woke people.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, lots of opinions coming in on this, including John, who was on earlier on, who's gone into full meltdown now.
Is this the best argument you can come up with? Is this their judgment? Absolute fucking morons. Seriously, get your shit together, please. The difference between is this their jacket or their jacket, and you know, can call them somebody a JDM. Seriously, lads, give us a heads of fucking wobble and have a chat with ourselves, please. Get your shit together. Seriously now, honestly. Fucking bounce his phone off a wall in 2 minutes. I swear to God, I can't believe the bullshit I'm hearing today.
John, literally into full meltdown.
As the BJ said, it's only words.
The BJs? You just called one of the best musical bands ever, the BJs. Can we have something on your mind?
Can we edit that out?
No, we can't edit it. It's in there.
As Boyzone once said, it's only words. And you're the very same person, John, that believes words can't hurt you. Words cannot hurt you. They is very angry, though, isn't they?
They're very, very angry.
They're very angry.
That message from John, they're very, very, very angry. Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you?
Oh, here we go. Mm-hmm. Hang on, let me just put my seatbelt on in the seat. Hang on.
Go on, Jess. What did you want to say?
Yeah, there's you, Dixon, talking about me when I'm not even there to defend myself. Love that.
Well, no, sorry. Sorry, hang on. There was nothing to defend because no accusation. Defense means when someone is accusing you of something. So the only thing you were accused of was being gay, which you are. So there's no defense needed. So that's how defense works.
No, but you were still talking about me and I'm not even there.
No, but what was the accusation? What was the accusation that was made?
I never said you were accused.
Oh, no, you did.
No, hang on.
You said I wasn't there to defend myself and I want to know what the accusation that was made. Thanks.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed. Yeah, I wasn't allowed.
So there was no accusation. Okay, no need for drama.
Anyway, Jess, what did you want to say on this?
They choose to go by they, them. It's my choice not to respect it. Put lipstick on a pig. It's still a pig.
Yeah, a better looking pig, though, one would argue.
Doesn't change the fact that it's still a fucking pig. And they give out that gender is a made-up construct. But what did you do? You made up non-binary. So, like, make it make sense to me. It's stupid. It's delusional. Okay, I'm not going to go along with it.
Let me go back to the point Louise was making. That all this is...
Give a little respect.
Is a bit of respect. That's it. Nothing more, nothing
then,
less.
Then respect my choice to not respect it.
Oh, so, yeah.
How about that?
No. You're the one not giving respect by not being prepared.
Respect is earned. Respect is earned.
So if you were in a work situation...
So what does that person have to do? The person that uses the they pronouns, what do they have to do to earn Jess's respect?
Yeah, well, first of all, if you use they, them, I'm sorry you've lost any credibility with me. I'm sorry. They're there with their blue, purple hair, septum pierces.
Okay, supposing... Okay, let me give you... Let me give you an analogy here, Jess. I don't know if you're religious or not. It doesn't matter if you are. But supposing... Okay, supposing a couple of weeks ago, someone went into your place of work, yeah? On a Wednesday, and they had a big bloody cross of ashes across their forehead. Okay? Now, I think, I personally think they look fucking stupid, those people going around on Ash Wednesday with a cross on their forehead. I think they look fucking... I haven't done it in years. I was forced to do it when I was a kid. I haven't done it in years. I won't be getting my kids to do it. So it's indoctrination. But supposing someone went into your place of work with the ashes on their forehead. I'm just back from the
By the way, this was actually a conversation last week. Fiona Sheen, the journalist, appeared on television Ash Wednesday with ashes on his head, and he got ridiculed for it.
Okay, so supposing that person came into your workplace... Now, you don't believe in God, okay? You think God is a make-you-up man in the clouds, okay? Would you turn around to that person and say, you look like a fucking Egypt with those ashes on your forehead. What are you doing?
No.
What are you
no,
doing?
I wouldn't.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Because I'm not going to knock somebody's religious beliefs. Religious beliefs and how you think you are completely different.
Well, they're not really. A lot of people think religion is made up. It's in your head that there's no man living in. What do you call the cloud daddy, that he doesn't exist? So it's the exact same thing. So why would
it's
you...
It's not the same
why
thing.
Would you,
do it's you, not
do,
the same
Do you
thing.
Believe in God?
No.
Okay, so why would you...
Why would you respect somebody's religious beliefs and you wouldn't respect somebody's right to
it's
use
the exact same thing,
alternative
Jess.
Pronouns?
It's exact
because
same thing.
It's stupid.
But it's the exact same thing. Yeah, but religion. I think.
I've more respect
think
for religion than these fucking Egypts. I'm
but
sorry,
I do. But I think religion is stupid. I think religion is all made up. I think it's
and
a fairy tale.
I know how you feel about religion.
I wouldn't dare in a place of work say to someone, "You look like a fucking Egypt with those ashes on your head. Look, you look like a target practice. Why have you got an X on your head, you fool?" I wouldn't say that.
No, you just call people. No, you just call people out on the podcast and you make fun of them for their beliefs.
Yeah, that's different.
Same way you're all having a go at me and making fun of me, the fact that I don't respect people going by they, them, because I think it's delusional and fantasy and I think they're Egypt.
No, I respect...
And that cries for attention.
No, I respect your right not to believe in they, them pronouns. I don't particularly believe in them myself, by the way, Jess, but I do believe in respecting other people.
Jeez, I wouldn't know the way you've gone on today.
But again, Jess, this is why... And Louise, this is the fundamental point that you were trying to make here, that whether you... agree with people using they, them pronouns or preferred pronouns, just give them a little bit of respect. That's what you're saying, isn't it?
Absolutely. And in a workplace context, you can believe what you like if you want, Jeff. You can believe whatever you like.
All right, Louise, what do you think of the people who go around saying Z0 and all this other crap?
If you refuse to follow workplace policy, then you have to accept the consequences.
Okay, Louise, but what about the agent to take a step further and don't go the they, them, but they go Z0 and all this other bollocksology?
And that affects you how?
Yeah, people like you are what's wrong with the world. That's why we're going down the toilet. People like you.
People that give respect.
Who go along with this bullshit. This is why the world's going down the toilet the way it is.
So hang on. The war between Ukraine and Russia is over pronouns.
You're a condescending, Jeremy. The
world is not going down the tubes because of they, them pronouns. Believe
yeah,
it.
Well, this, yeah, well, this doesn't help it. This really doesn't help it. It shows how fucking society is devolving and not evolving.
But would you not agree, Jess, the point I made earlier, that years ago and still today there are people that believe that you being gay is all in your head and that it's not real? You've chosen your sexuality.
I'm sure there is, but you know what? I can tell you now, if you ask a lot of parents, they would actually rather their kids be gay than say they, them.
Oh, yeah,
I can guarantee it.
No,
it'd be the best apple out of a bad bunch.
Yeah, I've no doubt. Well, I don't think there's anything negative about being gay, to be honest with you. I think it's...
Well, walk a mile in my shoes.
Yeah,
I've had people try and tell me, oh, you must be non-binary because of the way you look and all. No, because God forbid, a masculine woman exists.
Let me go back
to... This is how stupid these are.
Stay there for a second. Let me just go back to you, Louise. And you've heard a lot of callers, like Jess there. Listening to Jess, they were very, very angry. They really were.
Like, there's a lot of people who believe still to this day in the world that women shouldn't be in positions of power, that women shouldn't lead men. So in that case, should they be allowed to not refer to their female manager as manager? Have they the right to say, do you know what, that's not my manager because she's a woman?
No, that's a very good point.
It all comes down to this, Jess, at the end of the day, and we can be screaming here all day, like the Erasure song from the 80s, yeah? Mm-hmm. Jess, remember the Erasure song?
No, I wasn't around.
I wasn't around when Beethoven was around. The Erasure song, the chorus was, give a little respect to me. That's all it was. Give a little respect to me.
Yeah. No, I don't have to give it. Like I said, respect isn't just given, it's earned. And I'm sorry, if you go by that end, sorry, you've lost any credibility with me. You're just an idiot.
If you're an employee of an organisation and someone at your level is also an employee of that organisation, they don't have to earn your respect in order to be called by their preferred name or their preferred pronoun. Why should they have to earn your respect? Do you expect people to say, oh, she has to earn my respect so that I believe she's a lesbian?
No, I just believe if I have to respect someone, they have to earn it.
In fairness, Jess, normally you could argue your way out of a paper bag, and you're a great debater. There's the compliment there. Here's the backhanded compliment. But this one, you're completely over your head. You've lost the argument. All you keep saying is, they have to earn my respect. They have to earn my respect. They've done nothing.
Yeah, because I don't have to respect anyone or anything.
But the person in my place of work with the ashes on their head, why did I not insult them and say, why are you praying to a make-you-up God? Why didn't I say that to them?
I don't know. Because you have no problem doing it to people who come on and say their beliefs about God. You have no problem bashing them then,
because in a place of work, everybody has the right to work in a place where they are not being intimidated. Like on this podcast, anything goes. I'll abuse anybody. But in a place of work, people have a right to be respected and not to be discriminated against. And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about a place of work here. You can't slag people in work and in the same way...
And think you're going to get away with it.
Those days are gone.
I wouldn't like them openly, but behind closed doors, I'm like, here, they're two bananas.
All right, Jess, thanks very much indeed. Let me squeeze in a few more messages on this before we wrap this up. This is David.
Hey, lads. Great show there, as usual. I have to say, and this is a bit weird now saying this, but I totally agree with John. 100%. You're dead fucking right, John. There's nothing more annoying than all this day-damn fucking bullshit that's going on now. And, you know, if it was me, I wouldn't hire these people either. So, anyway, great show, lads.
I'd love to see the case when you actually say to somebody, we're not hiring you because you want to use they-them pronouns.
Can you
imagine? It's a great court case.
I'll be there for that court case.
Yeah, absolutely. Samantha.
Hi, great show today. Can't come on, I'm busy in work, but said I'd sneak out to send a message. There's a lot of people going on that this is a new idea. It's not. There are historical accounts of third genders or non-binary people going back as far as ancient Egypt, Roman times. It's very common practice in Thailand and Buddhist culture that people will flow between different genders. And this is not a new idea. I do think that there are a lot of young people who have got caught up in this and are using they, them to seem trendy. But there is proper scientific evidence that supports transgenderism. There have been scans, MRIs done of brains and actually showing transgender individuals that their brain physiology mimics that of their chosen gender. So, yeah, people really need to get over themselves. Just use someone's name. If you can't put on your big boy pants and say they, them, just use their name and be respectful. Thanks.
All right. And finally, Katie.
Hi there. Katie here. Just leaving a quick voice message. I won't be able to come on because I have the kids and that today. But sorry, have I just tuned in to 1979? Like, what is going on the opinions? Like, 20, 30 years ago, were we not, was like our parents' generation not speaking the same about a man that fancied a man and a woman that fancied a woman. It's unnatural. There's no way I'm gonna, there's no way I'm gonna accept that in the workplace. There's no way I'm gonna have them people in my pub. There's no way there's gonna be a pub in Dublin just for people that fancy, that men that fancy men. No way. Like, what are you talking about? Like, would you not just do something that makes someone's life easier and make them feel accepted? And they're obviously going through something major. Like, it's not like, you know, they're obviously thinking a way that goes completely against the grain. And they're so brave to stand up and say it rather than just conforming with society. And who are we to say you're totally wrong and stop that stupid behaviour? Like, if you're going to make someone's day just a little bit easier and make them feel accepted and okay to feel the way they're feeling, who are they harming? Who are they hurting? Nobody. Absolutely no one. Like, we have podcasts here about people that have criminal records and stuff and are accepted back into society and should be given a second chance, but I totally understand if, and I totally think they should. Why can't people, why can't we just let people be people? Have we not learned in this country about pushing people's feelings and the way they want to be, pushing that out of society, what that's done in every sense of the word? Like, God above, like, has no one got other things to be worrying about? Mortgages, kids' education, cars, like, have we not got other things to be worrying about than what Tim wants to be called in a meeting? Like, Grant, yeah, whatever, yeah, see you tomorrow.
I love that woman.
I think we've got other things to be worrying about.
Still talking. You're right, Katie.
That was a podcast within a podcast, Katie. Thanks very much, indeed. Certainly was.
But she makes a lot of sense. With all the things going on in the world, yeah, with all the things
just
going on.
Just call them they.
Now,
before we go,
by the way, if we didn't get back to you, did you see the messages we have? Yes.
Before we go, we have another Opinions Matter travel mug to give away, and you could
travel,
win it.
Travel mug. I can't. Yeah, no, I'm not engaged when mug. You call it a travel,
yeah, travel mug.
Mug.
Yep.
Travel mug.
What is the question today?
The question is, during this podcast at some stage, I mentioned a very famous 80s band, 80s and 90s band. They're actually my mother's favourite band. You know,
great band. I've seen them in concert. They're absolutely brilliant.
Of, Mr. Bell.
Yep, absolutely.
So you've seen them in concert?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all making sense now.
Yeah, no, I did.
Oh, it's all coming out.
And Andy Bell came out in big angel wings.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, it's all coming out in the wash now. Anyway, what famous 80s, 90s band
sang?
No, it doesn't matter what they sang. I only mentioned one band during the podcast.
But you mentioned a song.
Yeah, but what band? No, I mentioned the band as well. So did you? Were you even listening to the podcast?
I was listening.
Did you have a little doze? Did they have a doze? They have a doze. What was the band that I mentioned, the 80s band? Thank you very much. Send us the WhatsApp to 085-825-2626.
In fact, here is a little bit
You don't need to know.
Here is a little bit of their song. Do you get it?
No, because that's a plural, because they are a band.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Here's a little bit of their song. That's it from us for today.
Oh, God.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us on this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every day we upload a new podcast, which is most weekday afternoons and lunchtime on a Saturday. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.